Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, August the 11th, 2013. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. So we're talking to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans. Let's go into these definitions. Now, the word angel in the Greek language, angelos, number 32 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. The definition is a messenger, envoy, one who is sent, an angel, a messenger from God. Now, this word angel is used in replacement of the word pastor, or you could say imam, or you could say rabbi, or you could say president, or you could say prime minister, king or queen, or you could even say CEO of a corporation, heads of government, educational, financial, religious institutions. So leadership. And all of us are leaders. All of us are angels in human flesh. All of us are Elohim, gods and goddesses, angels, spirit, Christ spirit, energy, Christ energy, angel energy, Christ energy in human flesh. So we want to talk to all of us and help all of us do correctly and do right by each other. So leaders of the church. The word church is 1577, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Ecclesia, a gathering of citizens called out from their homes into some public place, an assembly of the people convened at the public place of the council for the purpose of deliberating. Let me hit that word deliberating. It should have to do with discussion. We want to know exactly what these words mean. To engage in long and careful consideration. Let's see. The act or process of deliberating, discussion, and consideration of all sides of an issue. The purpose of the church, ecclesia, is to not reject and shun the issues of the day, religious issues, personal issues, social issues, economic, financial issues, political issues. The purpose of the church, the purpose of the mosque, the cathedral, the synagogue, the temple, we who call ourselves believing in a religious or a political system, ideology, I might say. We are called out to come together to discuss the issues and consider all sides of the issues of the day so that we can make the proper decisions concerning ourselves. We are dealing with a system. These that were during the time of the book of Revelation were dealing with the literal Roman Empire. Rome, Caesar, the Roman Senate, dealing with colonialism, slavery, exploitation. And so the original Christ people, Christian men and women, Christ male and female, Christian church, was called out of the system. Not that they did not work every day at some job, if they had one. but called out of the system spiritually, mentally, and then physically to come together to study the universe scientifically, study the earth scientifically, study the creation in a scientific manner, study each other in a scientific manner, study the Roman Empire in a scientific manner, discuss all of the issues so that we can collectively come together with our minds, with our scientific research, that we may see how to break the power of the wicked and the power of the wicked ruling class, ruling families, the power of the banks, the power of the Roman Senate, the power of Caesar, the power of the Roman Empire. So today, this modern day Roman Empire is worse than Caesar ever was. Caesar wished he could live today to kill as many people today with an atomic bomb more than he could have ever killed in his day. He wished he had today's technology, today's atomic bombs and nuclear weapons. So today's system, today's reconstituted modern day Roman Empire is worse than the empire, than the world system has ever been. And these House of Rothschild and these Oppenheimers and the other members of the 13 families, the Rothschilds being one of those 13 ruling families of this wicked system, and the other affiliated families, the Oppenheimers being one of those who are a portion of the affiliated families, are more wicked and demonic and devilish and satanic than Caesar ever was. And so we must be the ecclesia, the true church, the true assembly, the true Christ people, the true Muslim, the true Jew, the true Hebrew, the true Buddhist, the true Hindu, the true Rastafari, the true Zoroaster, the true communist, the true socialist, the true, as we have defined atheist, as being we who reject the wicked gods and goddesses, the demonic gods and goddesses. We reject the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We are they who are called out to come together, to deliberate, to have deep and meticulous discussions with each other so that we can together overthrow the power of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Assembly of the Israelites, Israel, to rule with the power of God, to rule as God. Knowing that Ra is that word that has to do with the Most High in the attribute of light and knowledge and wisdom. Ra, the masculine. Ra'it, the feminine. And is, that is part, is Aset, Isis in the Greek language. So that original black woman, that original womb through whom the human family came through. So the womb of blackness. And the light of Ra. And El is the African Canaanite, African Hebrew word for God. So we are on the way to ruling as gods and goddesses in human flesh in the earth realm. But we have to come together to share the knowledge and wisdom that all of us have and put it together collectively. Any gathering or throng of men assembled by chance or tumultuously. So by chance means, oh, I just happened to be next to you by chance, you know, hit and miss, didn't plan it. But tumultuously is loud, excited, emotional, disorderly, noisy. All right, so we can come together by chance or because of the tumultuous system, a system that is confusion and violence and disorderly. This wicked system is full of confusion and violence and warfare and bloodshed. It is full of disorder. They create order out of disorder. Watch this. On TV, the president, whether it was Bush or Obama today, they come before the television, or Secretary of State John Kerry will come before the television, or the spokesperson for the president will come before the television, or any of these government officials will come before the television and talk about the enemy, Al-Qaeda is doing this and doing that, and so we have to shut down embassies because terrorist plots and whatnot are occurring, and you know we love you guys and we're working for you, and the NSA, the National Security Agency, and the FBI and the CIA, they're good guys and good people. They love you, they love America, they love life, they love people, and they've uncovered plots of terrorism to be carried out by al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, and so on and so forth. And so, you know, in Yemen, we had to go after some terrorist plots and whatnot because we love you guys and we're here for you, we're working for you, and we really want to see life and prosperity. Lies, fictitious narrative. We know, and we know, and we know, and we know that we know that al-Qaeda and al-Nusra are CIA creations created by the house of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, through their wicked puppets, presidents, and prime ministers, for the purpose of creating tumult, being tumultuous, acting tumultuously, creating confusion, creating violence, creating a disorderly situation in various nation states, so that the CIA or NATO, the various military arms and wings of the system, British, France, Israel, Spain, Germany, NATO, America's military, so that they can come in and create order out of the chaos and disorder that they created through their usage of al-Qaeda and al-Nusra to create disorder and then appear to come in and create order out of disorder. All fictitious narrative, all lies. They created al-Qaeda, created al-Nusra, created them for the purpose of killing and destroying, and then they come in like the knight in shining armor, appearing to create order out of disorder. So because of situations like these, I wouldn't know this information if I did not listen to the African People's Socialist Party, or Malia Shetela, if I didn't listen to Webster Tarpley, Tarpley.net, if I didn't listen to Alex Jones and InfoWars, if I didn't listen to Glenn Ford of Black Agenda Report and Black Agenda Radio, if I did not listen to the Nation of Islam and my minister Louis Farrakhan and his ministers and students and helpers, if I didn't even listen to communists, and African People's Socialist Party is communist and socialist. If I didn't listen to they who refer to themselves as atheists, not really understanding what atheism is, but yet being against wickedness and against devilment and against Satan and against this wicked system and against all of those warfares and bloodsheds, if I didn't listen to Christians and Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and Zoroaster and Voodoo and Juju and Dogon, and if I didn't listen to all of these disparate, meaning various and multiple peoples, I wouldn't have as complete of a picture as I have of the system. I take my time, sisters and brothers. You see, many Christians have been taught to only listen to their type of Christian, and so they close their minds to the system. They closed their minds to science. I can listen to a Stephen Hawking and understand his so-called scientific theories, and then go to Africa and go to a Charles Finch and listen to the African roots of what Stephen Hawking is talking about, and understand that Africa is the root of science, the root of geometry, trigonometry, algebra, multiplication, mathematics, the root of geography and geodynamics and geology. And Africa is the root, and taught the whole world of string theory and the concept of the atom and whatnot. So when you listen to all of these various peoples and various ideologies, you get a better picture and a bigger picture. And I'm able to tell Stephen Hawking, brother, you got everything that you're teaching from Africa. Give Africa the credit. Give the Most High the credit. And let's be children of the Most High and teach this science and connect everything to the Most High and connect to the human being, to the universe, and to the Most High. If I didn't listen to all of these different peoples, I wouldn't know and understand what I do know and understand of the system. So, because of the tumult created by the system, because of the tumultuous system that we live under, tumultuously actions that are violent, actions that are confusion, actions that are disorderly. These are acting tumultuously and disorderly. So we come together because of all of this, so that we may together be able to find the solutions to our problems. We're taking our time with these words. We don't rush through scripture. And if I don't say it correctly, I try my best to immediately say it more correctly. And you, sisters and brothers, all of you are greater than me. All of you are better than me. All of you have knowledge and wisdom that I don't have. Take what I'm saying and do your research and come up with better explanations, greater explanations. That's the purpose of a teacher, that the students of the teacher may excel the teacher, and we go on to greater heights and deeper depths. In the assembly of Christians gathered together for worship in a religious meeting. You see, the original Christians were scientists who didn't worship like Rome would have us worship. Rome would have us worship death and colonialism and death and hell and destruction. But we worship life. And Yahuwah, the Lord is existence, existing in life. We follow life. We obey life. We worship life. We worship Yahuwah. We follow the tenets and principles of life that we have found through scientific study in the universe and creation and the earth. A company of Christian, or of those who hoping for eternal salvation through Jesus Christ, observe their own religious rites, meaning rituals, hold their own religious meetings, and manage their own affairs according to regulations prescribed for the body for order's sake. What this is telling us is that we, as the poor working class masses of the people, should be organized as true Christians or Muslims or Hindus or Buddhists or Zoroaster or Vodou or Juju or Dogon, whatever we call ourselves. We should be one complete organized body, not just hoping, but working for eternal salvation. The word eternal is no beginning and no end to eternal and eternity. So this salvation is not after you die and go someplace. This salvation is here and now. And that word salvation has to do with being saved on every level. Yahshua. Yahshua. Deliverance and liberation, which has to do with salvation. And salvation having to do also with protecting the babies and the children from being molested by the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And all of us have suffered and are suffering molestation by this rotten system, this system that refuses to give us justice. So we stand up in the power of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, and demand justice, because it's our right. It's our right, divine right, as a human being, as a God and a goddess living in this earth realm, living in this human physical structure, which is the temple of God, and the Christ spirit, which is our real self, living in this temple that we call our physical structure. We are the God and the goddess that must rise up and stand up and demand justice. But we are to be independent. We are to regulate and manage our own affairs. We are to do all of this through the reality of salvation through Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach. And these words have to do with health, wealth, prosperity for the poor working class masses, the oppressed, the afflicted, the needy, the power to deliver and liberate and bring liberation to the masses of the oppressed people. Christ, the purpose of Christ, the power and anointing to deliver all oppressor, to deliver all oppressed, to deliver all of the oppressed, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, poor, working class, masses of the afflicted, oppressed peoples of the earth, deliver us from the oppressor. When we live Jesus Christ, when we observe Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach, when we become Yahshua HaMashiach, when we become that reality, and the religious rites, religious rituals having to do with living a lifestyle. Charles Finch opened up his speech on the Dogon and the Sirius Star. He opened up his speech by talking about how we as Africans saw our whole lives as holy and righteous and sanctified. I'm paraphrasing. And that the whole of the universe is holy and righteous and sanctified. We must get back to that original universal religion and live our whole lives on freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Holding our own religious meetings. Wherever we meet each other, we should encounter God and goddess in the flesh. We should counter love and friendship and camaraderie in human flesh, so we will not fear anyone or fear to go anywhere on the planet. The whole of the universe is our home, and the whole of the universe is holy and righteous and is a place of meeting, having religious meetings based on truth, justice, and righteousness. Manage our own affairs. We should not look to this system to manage all of our affairs. Because the system is under the control of the wicked. But we take control of the system. Take control of civilization. Take control of the governments. Become the democracy. Become the people ruling by the power of the Most High. See the African societies had such systems and governments. Chancellor Williams. Let me write this name down so I can put this in my summary page. I'll have the name of his book in the summary page. But Chancellor Williams, confirming the Bible, confirming other historical books, has confirmed Chancellor Williams, he's passed now, he's with the ancestors, confirmed that your democracies, your communist system, democratic system, republican system, and republic has to do with being sovereign and independent, that these are socialism as well. These are African societal systems in which, whether you have a king or a queen, a priestess or a priest, high priestess, high priest, whether you don't have a king or queen, or don't have what one might say, high priest or high priestess, all are considered kings and queens, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. All are high priests and high priestesses, and all men see the woman as the sacred feminine, and all women see the man as the sacred masculine. And we had societies of true justice and equality and freedom and equity and life and righteousness. No jails, no robbing and raping, no abuse of man and woman and child. And so this is what we are getting, we need to get back to. This is what this description of church is all about. Managing our own affairs according to regulations prescribed for the body for order's sake. This system is out of order. This system has caused us not to see each other as a body. We see each other separately. You're black, I'm white. You're a man, I'm a woman. You're a boy, I'm a girl. You are from Syria, I'm from Mexico. You are from Ghana, I'm from the United States of North America. You are a Christian, I'm a Muslim. You are a Sunni, I'm a Shiite. You are a Baptist, I'm Church of God in Christ. So we don't see each other as a body, but we need to see each other as the body of Christ. The whole of we are Christ's spirit in human flesh. All of us are the body of Christ. And the body of Christ is the universe and creation. And for order's sake, we must see the universe and creation and the human family as one body. Let's take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.